You're with SBS Radio.
With me today is Thomas McIntyre. He is the National Education Director for Act for Kids, and we are going to talk about protecting our children, especially now in the age of in the digital age. Good day, Tom.
Hi, good day, Meredith. Thank you very much for your time.
Thanks for your time, too. First and foremost, you did a study and you found out that a quarter of all child sexual abuse cases involves one child abusing another. That's very confronting, isn't it?
It certainly is, but it's a conversation that we need to have, and it revolves around children's access to a lot of material online and having access to that material at an age when they're still developing and still not able to understand some of the stuff that they're seeing online.
A lot of this has to do with the digital age.
Absolutely.
Because initially, when I was younger, it was just children being protected against, you know, adults who might abuse them or hurt them, isn't it? But now you can bring it along with you in the form of technology.
Look, you know, the phones are an extension of our arm these days, aren't they? And what we know is 1 in 2 children under 5 years are using electronic devices of some description. And 1 in 10 children first access an electronic device when they're actually under 1. So children have access to phones, iPads, PlayStations, and they can easily stumble upon adult-type material very easily without adults actually knowing or being aware that they've come across that material.
And actually, the first thing that we could do to protect our kids is to secure our gadgets, isn't it?
Absolutely. Our advice to parents, and as I said, this is a great conversation to have, is to secure your devices, supervise your children when they are on a device, and to the extent of checking, you know, where they've been, because they can accidentally come across material very easily without purposefully seeking it. And then have a conversation with your children about what they're looking at online, and have a relationship where they can say, you know, they've accidentally come across some material that they didn't understand, and for a parent, who's the best person to do that, for the parent to then help them understand what that material might be about.
One of the important things that you found in this study is that 63% of parents fail to secure their devices with passwords.
Yes.
And I know, even I, from experience, that even if I had a password, my son was, you know, clever enough to watch me typing in that password. So you have to be very careful.
Absolutely. And the reality is a lot of our children are more technologically savvy than we are. So they can get their way around a device very easily. And a lot of adults do use their devices for talking to other adults, and it's material that may or may not be appropriate for children to see.
And it's not just, you know, games that we play online. It's also social media networks that we use, isn't it? Like,
yes,
those devices like Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, they are an open invitation to danger, isn't it?
Absolutely. And it again, it comes back to that message of securing devices, discussing with your children what material they're seeing online, And just being aware of what they are using. And a lot of those platforms are great for kids to access material, but they can also be, you know, a portal to some really confronting material as well.
So when we say problematic sexual behaviors, some adults may say, oh, you're just overreacting, you know, that's just part of growing up. So when will we consider it to be a problematic sexual behavior?
Look, it's a difficult topic, and I'd certainly suggest people become very aware of what is normal sexual development, because there's a lot of normal behaviours that kids at different ages demonstrate that isn't problematic and isn't a worry, and is just, as I said, is very normal developmental behaviour. The problematic behaviour is when it's outside their age appropriate kind of behaviour. So I'd certainly encourage people to have a look at our website, which is actforkids.com.au. There's some fantastic resources there that really simply outline at different ages what is normal and what is problematic behaviour, and something that may need some support to manage.
Are there warning signs that we as parents or adults need to look out for with our children or the kids?
Look, it's very difficult to outline. You know, at different ages, different behaviours may be worrying and so forth. And I think parents need to have some back themselves, and if they think, that behaviour was a little bit not usual, a bit uncomfortable, then find some support online, like our website or other websites that are out there that can explain what is normal sexual behaviour for a particular age group.
And I think the most important thing is to make sure that our children are supervised when they're accessing the internet, isn't it?
Absolutely. And again, at different ages, like under 10, we'd certainly suggest kids shouldn't be alone in their bedroom online. They should be in a public part of the house. And again, that opens up a conversation. If they do come across some material, they can ask mum or dad about it at the time. It gets more complicated as kids get older and they're mobile and they have access not only to their devices but their friends' devices. So, we had a situation where a child airdropped to everybody on the bus a particular image. So we don't have a lot of control over that. But if we have a conversation with our children about what they're being exposed to, we can help them understand and process some of that material.
And parents of teenagers, I think that's the most tricky part because teenagers would want their privacy. So how can we ensure and assure them that we're here to help them and navigate their way through this tricky part of the, digital age?
Look, and I think that's a core element of parenting, being a digital age or not. It's the relationship you have with your children and having that open dialogue that, there's nothing that we can't talk about. And if you've come across something that worries you, confuses you, or you found really uncomfortable, then that's something we should talk about. It's not about privacy. It's about helping them understand. And parents are the best people to explain that, have that conversation with children. So absolutely, it's an open, transparent relationship with your kids to say, it's like leaving your door open. Leaving your phone unlocked is inviting people into your house. So, and we don't leave our front door open all day for people to walk in, so we shouldn't also leave our phones and our devices available to anybody to enter our homes as such.
So I guess the most important thing as parents, as adults, as guardians, is to have that most important conversation.
Absolutely, yeah. So give the devices, have that conversation with your kids to let them know that they can talk to you and just supervise their activity.
And of course, if we go to your website, there are guidelines and tips that we could do on how we go about this difficult but very important conversation.
Absolutely. There's some really helpful material there and encourage people to have a look at it.
Thank you for your time, Tom McIntyre from Act4Kids.
My pleasure. Thank you very much for your time. sbs.com.au